Chapter 36. Uganda, Mongolia, Madagascar, Chad. Uganda. Rehabilitation needs and Sam Tsapwe's outreach. After the deserts and swamps of Sudan, I originally viewed Uganda in 1948 as a lovely and peaceful country. That was before the years of Idi Amin's brutal dictatorship. Things are generally much better now, but destructive forces still deeply disturb its people today. For MAF, it remains a significant area of need. We are glad to be of service there, and are now operating from our own base at Kajansi near Kampala. For years now, the North has been very dangerous. Ruthless, sadistic, rebels, tribespeople, and bandits have roamed the area. Many local people have been fearful and have lived together in camps for protection. Refugees came from Sudan into camps there too. We have constantly taken aid workers to help and encourage them. Land travel has been dangerous. Flying has been the only safe way. A staff worker from a Christian clinic in the north recalled a nightmare road trip. "We fell into three successive rebel ambushes. God protected us, even though they were targeting our vehicle. But after that, never again. It's MAF or nothing now." We have 5 aircraft busily working in Uganda. In addition to flying within the country, MAF planes regularly make many flights into South Sudan, as previously mentioned. I want to highlight just a couple of the many opportunities we have within Uganda itself. For more than 10 years, a great deal of our flying has been to the north, as already indicated. The misnamed Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, had terrorized villages, pillaging, raping, and kidnapping the young. These children were forced to serve as soldiers in this evil so-called army. They were robbed of their childhood, armed and turned into murderers, sometimes even having to kill members of their own families. Girls were forced to become the older men's wives. Some children who eventually escaped have returned home, only to be rejected by their own people. The activity of the LRA has now reduced, but our flying supports rehabilitation programs for these terribly traumatized children and their communities. The agencies we serve work to bring about the desperately needed forgiveness, reconciliation, and healing. Another opportunity we have is to help needy and unreached people through Sam Tsapwe, a gifted Ugandan evangelist. He has formed a team and travels around Uganda showing the Jesus film. MAF carries him to some of the less accessible places. Through this ministry, many people have come to know Christ. Sam's visits encourage the local churches, refreshing and revitalizing their work. I have an indelible memory of meeting with Sam Tsapwe in Kampala 10 years ago. I was gripped by his deep commitment to God, to his own people and his country, without any thought for personal gain. Sam asked me to pray for him when I was there. I was glad to do so with all my heart. But this totally dedicated Ugandan Christian left me feeling very humbled. I simply had to have the privilege of having him pray for me too. Mongolia, land of horses and camels. My schoolboy fascination with Mongolia and Kublai Khan has been turned into seeing a real MAF operation there during my lifetime. The enormous number of horses and camels has always been an astounding characteristic of this vast region. The fierce Mongolian horsemen of the army of Genghis Khan struck terror in the 13th century as they swept into Central Asia and China. Later, the Mongols occupied Russia, the Middle East, and even Eastern Europe, becoming the greatest land empire ever known, The empire lasted for over 100 years before it eventually came under foreign domination. Present-day Mongolia is sandwiched between China in the south and Russia to the north. At just over 3 million, it has a population that is only 5% of the United Kingdom, but the country is 6 times bigger. There are great, desolate distances to be travelled to reach people. Roads are almost non-existent. The climate is harsh, and winters extremely cold. Temperatures drop as low as minus 40 degrees Celsius. What a country. In 1999, 12,000 Christians in the UK were moved to make donations for Mongolia, totalling almost £1 million. This enabled us to buy a 14-seat Cessna Grand Caravan, named the Millennium Messenger, and to build a specially designed hangar that can function through the bitter winter. This was God's marvellous provision at a very strategic moment. How important are our MAF supporters for the fulfilment of the vision God has given all of us? Our pilots have had to learn Mongolian before being allowed to operate by local authorities. Quite a challenge. But by October 2000, the Millennium Messenger was making its first operational flights. Local people had been devastated by an exceptionally cold and dry winter called the Black Zud. Thousands of their animals, on which they were totally dependent, died through lack of water. MAF helped the people survive by flying in essential supplies. Large, new deposits of copper, as well as silver and gold, have been found in the far south of the Gobi Desert. Coal is also being mined in abundance and exported to China. What the ultimate effect of these extensive resources will be still remains to be seen. Many of the poor local nomadic people are being adversely impacted due to widespread pollution. The population has been heavily influenced by Buddhism, although 40% now have no significant religious allegiance, and the remaining 10% is Muslim, shamanist, and Christian. We long to see the love of Christ shared in this needy land, and God is already at work. Missionaries from Mongolia itself, South Korea, and a dozen other countries are serving there. We fly missionaries in this expansive country to bring help, hope, preaching, and teaching, even sometimes offering a haircutting service. Flights are chartered by development agencies and government bodies, as well as the church. The well-known Operation World states, "The vastness and needs of Mongolia make MAF strategically important." In 1991, when Max Gove first visited there, Christians numbered a mere handful. Today, there are estimated to be around 80,000. Madagascar, initial tragedy and technical progress. In Madagascar, where our Partenavia aircraft crashed on its first flight in 1989, there have been striking new developments. Hidden behind all the amazing natural beauty of Madagascar are rural people in great need. To help the desperate plight of so many, MAF works with missions, churches, and Malagasy doctors and their staff to bring love, care, and the gospel. It's life-changing work, transforming lives physically and spiritually. Amid the eastern mountain ridges is a mission centre called Marulambo. Originally, it could only be reached by a grueling 2-day walk through thick forest. After the operation started, an airstrip was literally carved out at Marulambo. During 3 months of very hard work with hand tools, some of the top of the jungle mountain was sliced off. From the air, the result looked like a red scar. The strip had a double bend in the middle, and both ends dropped to steep valleys. The first pilot to see it exclaimed, "That's not an airstrip, it's a banana." In spite of the difficulties, this new landing ground was put to good use. By carrying personnel, medicines, and supplies, MAF helped the mission staff to serve the 95,000 needy people throughout the surrounding area. But now Marilambo Airstrip has been totally transformed. Funding came to upgrade the strip. So we actually decided to tarmac it, a first for MAF. It took over a month to transport 15 tons of bitumen in 4x4s along a dirt road made through the forest. Gravel was handmade by local people. We laid over 1,000 tons of sand and gravel. The completed runway now has an all-weather surface. We don't have to worry about rain, and it's much safer. What a change from our first early primitive airstrips in Sudan and Ethiopia. Who of us could imagine such possibilities then? The vast improvement of Marilambo means our plane can take in almost a full 1,000 kilogram payload, which is much more cost-effective for those we serve. Upgrading has opened the whole area too, by making it possible to develop other runways in the surrounding region. Without Marilambo's new airstrip, we wouldn't have been able to bring in the equipment to develop others. There are some 100 airstrips in Madagascar. Marilambo is still among the most difficult. Two further interesting new initiatives are meeting ongoing needs in the country. The first is the Madagascar Medical Safari, which connects Malagasy doctors and MAF with HoverAid to reach extremely isolated people in this vast island. HoverAid is a mission group, a legacy of the work that Tim Longley did in designing a hovercraft for Lake Chad in the early 1970s. They use three small hovercraft along the southwestern Madagascan coastline. This work has been a real blessing. The second initiative is the arrival of the newly developed Cessna 182 aircraft. This is a four-seater plane with a diesel engine. It allows us to provide much cheaper flying for everyone. It's beyond our wildest expectations, reports our country director. There are many new flights being booked, in addition to all the existing flying with the Cessna Caravan. The Cessna 182 is basically the same aircraft as the Cessna 180, which was our first all-metal plane in the 1950s in Sudan. But with the new type of engine, it runs on the readily available turbine fuel. What a help this is these days, when the original avgas for normal piston engines has become almost obsolete, difficult to obtain, and terribly expensive. Praise God for the technical progress that helps us so much in meeting the needs of those we serve. It is fascinating to see how MAF's arrival in Madagascar in 1988 came at a critical time for the development of the country. A very small number of groups were working in Madagascar prior to 1985, but since we began flight operations, other organisations have been encouraged to come too. A busy and expanding ministry, both through the existing churches and by the new agencies, has resulted. The challenge of Chad. A pilot of wide experience in MAF, temporarily helping out in Chad, said, "I have had more people here tell me of the importance of MAF to their work in Chad than I have had in 10 years of service in other countries. MAF plays a vital role here. The work in Chad has not been easy, yet the need for MAF has remained and increased." Turmoil and instability dominated the political climate in early 2000. Two evacuations of our families, and often of other missionaries, occurred in just 2 years. This is not untypical of our overseas work these days. Every operation has a well-defined contingency plan ready for such emergencies. But such events put considerable strain on our families, It is good that the situation at present is more stable. There is less threat of rebels advancing on the capital, N'Djamena. Chad has had more totally unreached ethnic groups than any other African country. Among all our other work there, we have been giving air support to more than a dozen different Bible translation projects. Missionaries working in a predominantly Muslim area said we were vital to their work and in their crisis withdrawal plans. If MAF wasn't there, they said, they wouldn't be able to work. The church in Chad is continuing to grow after those earlier years of persecution and turmoil. The leadership has a real heart for the people of their country. There are regular outreaches by the national churches in their Chad for Christ initiative. This program trains and supports evangelists and plants new churches in many previously untouched areas. Hundreds of remote villages have been reached, and thousands of villagers have turned to God. The vast distances of this country make a lot of those outreaches impossible without a plane. A Cessna Diesel 182 aircraft, similar to that used in Madagascar, allows us to increase our flying for smaller groups unable to afford to fly in the much larger caravan aircraft. Way back in the 1960s, I'm so glad we were able to respond to Dr. David Carling's call, and to that from David Seymour too. It has been a privilege to be able to serve in this challenging country.